message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You know, I see it as a privilege and an opportunity. Anytime I have the grace to be in the house of God, there is no better place to be. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said we should go to the house of the Lord. There is no better place that any one of us can be than in the presence of God. I want to appreciate God for the privilege He has given us to gather together once again. We appreciate Him and give Him glory. I want to bless God as a person tonight for this opportunity. I'm not taking it for granted at all. I return all the glory back to the Almighty God. And tonight again, I want to bless our Father in the Lord. I want you to help me jam your hands together for Papa. Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you for giving me this privilege. I want to appreciate Mama, our resident pastor, all our pastors, Pastor Jela, Pastor Ebin, all ministers in the house. Let's jam our hands together. Jam your hands together for yourself because you are special. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This month has been tagged our month of extraordinary progress. Praise the Lord. And by the grace of God tonight, we're going to be observing the topic introduction to extraordinary progress. Today is our first day, 1st of March. In these 3 days, fasting and prayer, we're going to be coming tomorrow and also on Sunday. And I want you to prepare your heart because I know God has something for each and every one of us. And as we receive, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Tonight, before we go into prayers, we're going to quickly be looking at the introduction to extraordinary progress. We're going to open our Bible to the book of Proverbs 4:18. Proverbs 4:18. Extraordinary means something remarkable. Praise the Lord. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That is our path. The path we tread, the life we live as children of God, is a shining light. We are supposed to shine every day of our life. We are supposed to live in the blessings of the Lord all the days of our life. Every day of our life, our path is supposed to be getting better. And that is why in this month of March, we are going to experience extraordinary progress, extraordinary advancement in our life and in our destiny. As many of us that can key into all this blessing this month, I tell you, your life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus. You know, extraordinary means something that is remarkable, something that is good, something that is exceptional, something that is unusual. That means if people behold the kind of progress that God is going to make happen in your life, it's going to be unusual. It is remarkable. It is what no man can explain. And I tell you, that is the mind and the promise of God for you and I this month in the name of Jesus. And when you're talking about progress, progress is movement. It's a kind of advancement that is, you know, a kind of event, a turning point that you cannot explain. You know, when you are moving at a greater speed, maybe you are 10, you are 5. You just discover that your progress is faster than others. What takes some people 10 years take you like 2 years, like 10 months. Now, Papa will say, that is an extraordinary progress. And so shall it be for each and every one of us in Jesus' name. God has ordained you and I. He has ordained us for progress in life. He has ordained us for advancement in our life and in our destiny. Praise the Lord. You know, God does not want us to live like a mediocre. God does not want us to. He doesn't want our progress to be like snail progress. In every field or profession that you have chosen, in every area of your life and my life, God wants us to advance. You know, God wants everyone around us to see us as wow. What others are struggling to do, as a child of God, we are not supposed to struggle to do them at all. The Bible said, let this mind be in you. You know that the Lord Jesus Christ was great in everything He done. He was exceptional. I tell you, that is what God wants our life to be. And I pray for us tonight that so shall it be in the name of Jesus. However, nothing comes easy. Nothing of value is free at all. This extraordinary progress we are talking about is not free. It's not something you can just get cheap. we have to do something. Praise the Lord. You know, it's not free at all, because value is essential, is essentially a function of a cost. Value itself is an essential, is essentially a function of a cost. A cost must be paid. That is, there is something you and I must do to be able to obtain this extraordinary progress we are talking about in this month of March and for the rest of our lives. Extraordinary progress must cost you something. It must cost you something. It must cost me something. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the book of Galatians 6, verse 7. As the children of God, there are lots of principles in this kingdom. I tell you, nothing can jump on us. No blessings jumped on you except you perform the principle that is required. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sweat, that shall he also reap. The Almighty God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sweat, that shall he reap. You know, my husband has an adage. He has a word I always say. He said, the result cannot be the same, because the input is not the same. That is, it is what you sow that you reap. So in this month of extraordinary progress, you must be able to sow. And you know, as we continue, what is it that is going to cause you and I to enjoy this progress we are talking about? Praise the Lord. Now, quickly, we're going to look at why we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. As I said, that this extraordinary progress will cost us something. You must know that you cannot gain or access this extraordinary success that we're talking about without prayer and fasting. This is one of the things that is going to cost you and I. And that is what we have come to do tonight. We have come to pray. We have been fasting. You know, some of us we fasted on Wednesday. We have been fasting. But you know, I sometimes ask myself this question. Why do we fast this much? Why do we have to pray this much? But I thought and I discovered that, you know, sometimes the prayers you have prayed yesterday is not enough to carry you on. We have to keep on doing it all the time, because you don't know when your salvation will come. And apart from that, prayer itself is an investment. You know, you get to some situation in life, you may not be able to pray. But I tell you, those prayers you have prayed, like you have saved in the bank, is what is going to be working for you. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. So as I said, one of the things that this extraordinary progress will cost you and I is what we have come to do. And that is prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody by your side and say, prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Prayer is communication between God and man. You know, why do we pray? Prayer is communication between God and man for the purpose of having our needs met. Praise the Lord. Why we pray to God is because He's our Father and we have our needs to be met. That is one of the reasons why we pray. It's a communication. It's a two-way affair. We tell God what we need. God, these are my issues. These are my desires. You place them before God. That is the reason why we pray. Taking our needs to God so that God can meet them. It is also talking to God and hearing from God Himself. When we pray, as we said, it's a two-way affair. You talk to God, you let Him talk back to you. Most of the time when we pray, we just come, we bombard God, we bombard heaven with our desires, our burdens. But we never wait for God, you know, to reply all our prayers. God surely wants to talk back to us. There are so many ways by which God can speak to you. God can talk to you via your inner man. God speaks to us, you know, via His servant. As our papa comes up, you know, to bless us and lead us more in prayer, God may talk to you. God talks to you via His word. These are the various ways by which God speaks to us. So prayer is a two-way affair. When you speak to God, you need to wait and let God also talk to you. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. You know, I said, it's a two-way affair. When we speak to God, we also allow God to speak to us, to answer us, to tell us, my son, my daughter, I have answered your request. Prayer is also for us to fulfill our destiny. We also pray so that our destiny can be fulfilled. For the fulfillment of destiny, there are so many things here, yeah, God, what I promised you in so years, I'm going to do this in your life. A lot of prophecy has come out in the past. This is what God wants to do. You have to pray, you know, to make those prophecies to come to pass quickly in your life. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Jesus said in the Bible, in the book of Matthew 21:13, in Jeremiah 3:33, God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Excuse me. This is the Almighty God talking to us himself here. Said, when you call unto me, when you tell me your desires, your ambitions, I will show you great and mighty things, which you do not know. So we also pray to God so that our destiny can be fulfilled, so that there can be speedy accomplishment of all that God has promised you and I. Jesus was telling us in the Bible, in Matthew 21:13, he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. When we come to the house of God, we have come to pray. When you come here, God will expect us, you know, you shouldn't allow lukewarmness. You shouldn't allow buying and selling in your heart. It's a place where you come, you take your rightful position and tell God, let my destiny be fulfilled. Every promises you have given unto me, all those things I have written down in my 12, in my card, God, let them come to pass speedily. This is the reason why we pray. And I pray as we open our mouth to pray tonight, all our prayers, God will answer in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. As Christ has said, that my house shall be the house of prayer. This house is a house for prayer. Now, let's quickly look at what is fasting. What is fasting? Why do we fast? What is fasting? Fasting itself is staying away from food and comfort to seek God's face. We stay away from food and comfort to seek the face of the Almighty God. We are telling God, I cannot do it alone. I've come again in this month of March. I cannot go alone. Father, I am putting aside food. I'm putting aside my comfort. I tell you, if they ask you and I, we want to be in places. Some of us want to be in our place of business, still be exchanging, you know, transactions. But you know, we leave all those ones behind to come to the house of God, to come and ask and receive what God has for us for the month and for the rest of the year. So this is the reason why we fast, to put away aside food and comfort, to come and seek the face of God. And as you and I seek the face of God in these 3 days, I pray that heaven will open up unto us and all our requests shall be granted in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, before we go into prayer, let's quickly look into how we pray. Why do we pray? Why do we pray? Number one reason why we pray is to overcome any opposition to our progress. 1 Corinthians 16:19. We, one of the reasons why we pray is, you know, to conquer, to overcome all oppositions to our progress, all oppositions, all adversaries to what God has promised for us. Praise the Lord. I said 1 Corinthians 16:9. There are so many people, so many forces. That will not want the promise and plans of God to come to pass in our life. And you know, that passage said, 1 Corinthians 16:9, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. There are so many people that will not want these things to come to pass. There are so many reasons, there are so many forces, powers and principalities that will not want the plan of God to be fulfilled in your life. You know, and that is why we pray. Praise the Lord. I remember when I was a younger Christian, when I was a child, I've said it before in my home cell, I believe God is my father and that he knows everything I needed. I don't need to ask him for anything because Christ said God will give us our daily bread. I suffered so much because I did not ask God. Until when I came across Matthew 7:7, when I came across that particular passage of the Bible, something jumped up in me. No, the Bible said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. He said, it is he that has that receiveth. He said, if you that you are a man, your child asks you for serpent, I mean, asks you for bread, will you give him stone? Asks you for fish, will you give them serpent? He said, how much more your Father in heaven will give anything unto whoever asks him? I said, wow, no wonder. I have suffered so much because I have not asked things from my Father in heaven. And I began to ask God for anything. So I tell you, if you will not ask God tonight, or perhaps you are here, you don't know how to pray, you will suffer. You will suffer a lot in the hands of the enemy. There are so many things you will not be able to access. Your inheritance in Christ. On Wednesday, yeah, we were led, you know, into prayers to access our inheritance in Christ. If you don't know how to pray on your own, you have to learn how to pray. You have to pray and take hold of the God's promises for your life. The Lord will help us and give us understanding in Jesus' name. You have to be able to pray on your own 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours prayer. Sometimes some of these things don't just come. You have to work for them. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. I said the number one reason why we pray is to overcome opposition to our progress. You know, the opportunity is there. God has given us access. God, there are some things God will not do for us because provision has been made for you and I. But if you will not open your mouth to ask and to pray, sometimes those progress may not speed up. They will just say they will lack potential. I pray God will bless us in Jesus' name. Another reason why we pray, number two, is to generate and build strength against the day of battle. You know, I said the other time that some prayers you pray today, it's like an investment. It's like you are keeping them in a day where you may not be so strong. For instance, a woman that is in labor, how many prayers can he pray? You can only speak in tongue because the pain will be so much, you'll be groaning. You can only speak in tongue and call for mercy. But I tell you, those prayers you have prayed will answer for you. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Isaiah 40:28-31. You know, the Bible said in the Bible, it said, if you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. So, one of the reasons why we pray is that we'll be able to obtain strength in the days of battle. To generate strength against every power that we want to be fighting against us. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 40:28-31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. The next verse. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Praise the Lord. 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. The last verse, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. So one of the reasons why we pray is to be able to gather strength. To be able to stand in the days of battle. So that when the storms of life come, it will not overcome you and I. So tonight you have to pray for today. You have to pray for tomorrow. And you have to pray into your future. And as you pray tonight, the Almighty God will answer our prayer in the name of Jesus. The battle of life has no timetable at all. It will not tell you when it is going to come. So it is wise to build strength against the day of battle. You know, storms of life will not come. Battles of life will not come when it's going to arrive. You know, but if you have, you know, build up yourself. If you are a man and woman of prayer, when they come, they will not be able to defeat you. There is a story that Jesus Christ said in the Bible. He said there were two men that were building. You know, one of them built his house on the sand. The other one built his own on the rock. And at the time, the wind came. The storm blew. But that man that built his house on the sand fell away. The breeze and the storms, the challenges, the scenarios of life blew him away. Why? Because he built it on the sand. Because he did not prepare himself. There was no strength. The foundation has no strength. But the other guy that built his house, that built his life on solid rock, that gathered strength, could not fall while the storms and battles of life came. So tonight, I want to encourage you, my brethren, that you have to pray. You have to gather strength tonight. You have to gather strength in prayer tonight against the days of battle, so that when storms and challenges of life comes, they will not just sweep you off. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Number three reasons why we pray: to provoke speedy and divine intervention. Isaiah 58:8. Another third reason why we pray is to provoke speedy and divine intervention. Praise the Lord. So many times here, Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth at the morning, and thy earth shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear reward. So many times prophecy has come from this altar. You know, we have to pray to make it come to pass quickly, for speedy expression of those prophecies, of everything that God has talked about you and I. God has said you are going to be the head and not the tail. This year has been declared as our year of signs and wonders. You know, you have to pray it into existence. You have to pray it to come to pass quickly. So one of the reasons why we pray is for speedy and divine intervention. You have to pray for intervention into your case. You have to invite God into your life. It is prayers that we use to make God, you call God into every situation of your life. You call God to everything that God has spoken about you. You speak to God daily about it, so that it can quickly come to pass, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. We engage in fasting and prayers to clear off obstructions in our way. We engage in fasting and prayer to clear off obstructions, every hindrance, everything that wants to hinder the promises and the blessings of God in your life. You use prayer to clear them off, to sweep them off from our life. Daniel 10:12-13. You use prayer, you know, to call forth your speedy progress, your extraordinary progress in the name of Jesus. Daniel 10:12-13. Daniel 10:12-13. Daniel 10:12-13. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to sustain thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I'm come for thy words. Verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. Wow. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Praise the Lord. You know, God has answered prophet Daniel since the time he has spent 21 days. You know, immediately he has made his petition. But some prince of Persia, principalities and powers, stood on the way. They did not want his prayers to be answered. You know, meanwhile, God has answered the prayer stated. And I tell you, this is the condition that many of us have. God has answered our request for so long, but there are so many hindrances in the sky around us that will not allow those promises to come to pass. And that is why I said, we ourselves, you have to stand on your feet. You have to pray for intervention, that every limitation, everything that may want to stand on what you have given me, probably you are believing God for children, you are believing God for good job, you are believing God for progress in your career, in your business. Tell you, God must have answered them for so long. That is why you have to buckle up, you have to gather strength tonight and call for intervention. And as we pray tonight, God will answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Another reason why we pray, and fast, is for us to obtain favor. For us to obtain favor. I tell you, if you want to obtain favor in life, if you are believing God for favor, you have to be a man of fasting and prayer. Queen Esther, in the book of Esther 4:16-17, you know, we all know the story. I'm not going to go into the story tonight. This great woman of God find herself in a position where our generation were about to be wiped off. But this lady gathered strength, fast and pray, and tell God to give him favor, that he will go into the king as against what she's supposed to do. That if only she will find favor. She fast and prayed, and God gave him favor. And because of that particular favor, all of our people were spared in the name of Jesus. So I tell you tonight, If you need favor from God, you have to fast and pray. You have to seek for God in the place of prayer. That God, I need favor in everywhere I go. As many of us that are engaged here, you want to go and see your husband's family. You need favor. You need to obtain favor in their sight. You are seeking job. You need favor. We need favor for everything. As businessmen and women, we need favor in our career. You can't go far without favor. And you know, we can obtain this favor in a program like this. You can obtain this favor when you fast and pray. And as we pray tonight, God will grant us this favor in Jesus' name. Number five, we pray and fast for speedy fulfillment of prophecy. You know, as I said the other time, you have to pray. You know, when Papa, when our Father in the Lord comes around and declare prophecies into our life, you have to pray for speedy accomplishment of all these prophecies. We pray and fast for speedy fulfillment of prophecies. James 6, 17 and 18. James chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. When God has shown us his promises in the Bible, we have to pray so that they can quickly come to pass. Let's read James 6, 17 and 19. So as we prepare to pray tonight, my brethren, you have to be able to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So we pray when prophecies come up from this pulpit. When Papa said, as you go this week, there is a problem in your life, this and that, you have to, on your own, go back and pray. What my Father in the Lord has said, God, let it quickly come to pass. Let it find its expression in my life. And I pray for us as we pray tonight, the Almighty God will bless us in Jesus' name. You know, I've told us tonight the reason why we pray, the reason why we fast, and the reason why we pray. We have to pray to, you know, to bring about the promises of God in our life quickly. And the Lord will bless us in the name of Jesus. I want us to rise up on our feet tonight. I want to
believe. Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.